I have a question for you this morning, and that is, who is the one true God? Now, the very question has an underlying presupposition, does it not? The underlying presupposition is that there is one true God. And so there's a lot of people that don't believe that there's even one God. There's a lot of people who believe that there are many gods. That's called polytheism. And then, of course, there's a lot of people that believe there might be one God. But no one can truly know that entity. So the question that I have is, one, is there only one true God? And two, if there is only one true God, who is he? Has he revealed himself? And can he be further understood? Well, the answer to the question is quite clear to some, but not others. The answer is, to some, yes, there is one true God, and he has revealed himself to those people in a multiplicity of ways. One is he has revealed himself through his creation. Through his creation. You go, I live down in the Ozarks, and you can go up in the mountains and look over Beaver Lake and see the absolute majesty and glory of a creator through looking at what he has created. He's also revealed himself through his word, the Holy Bible. He also revealed himself when he manifested himself in the flesh, when he walked on the face of this earth for 33 years. And he walked and talked among men. He preached to 5,000 people. He healed the sick. He cleansed the lepers. And he raised the dead to life again. He also reveals himself to us through his word, the Bible. Now, there are a lot of Bibles, you know, and I'm not going to get into the history of the Bible. I'm just going to say that by his own declaration, God says that he will preserve his word. And for those who speak the English language, he has preserved his word through the Holy Bible in the King James Authorized Version of the Bible, not in all these newfangled versions. And this Word of God has been around for over 400 years. And it was divinely inspired. This is the true Word of God. And you say, can you prove it? No. The reason I say no is that there are certain things that have to be revealed to us by God Himself through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is part of the Godhead. And the Holy Spirit is a necessary, His revealing is necessary for a person to understand spiritual things. Jesus Christ was approached by one of the leaders and he came to Jesus by night and he had questions. He had questions. And you can find his questions in the third chapter of the Gospel of John. And his questions were very relevant for even today. And this leader's name was Nicodemus. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Nicodemus had seen the evidence that this man had to be from God because of the miracles that he did. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Our first question is, who is the one true God? Jesus says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen and receive not, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things and ye believe not, how shall believe you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. Well, there's a lot in those first 14 verses. The third chapter of John. You often hear John 3:16 quoted. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He says here that everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought in God. They are wrought in God. The only way that we can know the only one true Son of God is if He breathes life into us and causes us to be born again by the Spirit of God. We can know of God. We can read about God. We can see evidences of His creation. But the only way that we will ever believe on the Son of God, the only way that we will ever come to the light, is if the Holy Spirit works in our hearts such that we do come and see and believe. Now, we're given wonderful, precious promises by Jesus Christ. He says, "Come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and you will find rest for your souls." He also tells us that all that the Father hath given me will come to me, and all that come to me I will in no wise cast out. So that's the thoughts for this morning, is that yes, there is one true God. His name is Jesus Christ. He was born in a manger. He walked on this earth. He was down here for 33 and a half years. He was crucified on a cruel and rugged cross. He was placed in a tomb. And he rose up out of that tomb. And he ascended back to heaven. And he's seated with his Father in heaven. And he is coming again. He is the one true God. And so, he will reveal himself to all of those for whom the Father has given to him. And once he reveals himself to a person, that person, once he breathes the breath of life and gives them, causes them to be born again by the Spirit of God, that person then has everlasting, eternal life. And no man can pluck them out of God's hands. May the good Lord be with you this morning as I shall light the bless.